This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Lori Windham is senior counsel for the Beckett Foundation for Religious Liberty, and I'm so grateful that you made time today. This is a big deal that the United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case. It's a local case right out of Philadelphia regarding adoption agencies and faith-based agencies with regards to foster care and the adoption system. I'm an adoptive dad. Adoption is very important to me, and a lot of people are looking at this case. So, Lori, welcome and congrats on the Supreme Court granting cert in this. That's huge.
Well, thank you. It is huge. We think it's going to be a really big case, and we were thrilled to hear that the court is taking it up. This is a critically important issue.
So give us a little background on this. I know that the you're representing basically a couple moms, Sharon L. Fulton and Tony Sims Bush. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, along with Catholic Social Services of Philadelphia.
Now, Catholic Social Services of Philadelphia has been involved in foster care placement for decades, right?
Yes, they've actually been doing this for 100 years.
Wow. And the two moms, Sharon L. and Tony, both found their families through Catholic Services, right?
That's right. They're both foster and adoptive moms who are so thankful for the relationships they have and the help that they receive through Catholic Social Services.
Sharon L. Fulton has fostered more than 40 children over 25 years in partnership with Catholic Social Services. I mean, that's amazing. And Tony Sims Bush is a former social worker, recently adopted the children she fostered through CSS. Both mothers chose CSS because the agency shares their most deeply held values and beliefs. And I want to make this point very, very clear. I mean, this is not a case to stop same-sex couples from adopting. This is not some effort by some religious group to keep, same-sex couples from achieving their dream of becoming parents. This is the city of Philadelphia saying to Catholic Services, you can't participate in the foster care program unless you violate your sincerely held religious beliefs.
That's exactly right. And it's crucially important for people to realize Catholic Social Services is one of 29 agencies out there helping families. And 28 agencies have said we are happy to help same-sex families welcome children and build their families. Catholic Social Services is not trying to stop same-sex families from being able to participate. They're simply asking that they not be required to make written affirmations that are going to contradict their sincerely held beliefs about marriage. They're simply asking for the ability to stand aside and be able to continue participating and serving children and families.
The city of Philadelphia's argument is that they have a non-discrimination ordinance that they passed, and therefore any organization that does any business with the city whatsoever in any capacity must agree to that, and you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex or gender identity or anything like that. That's their argument that I imagine that they're going to present in court. And so far, a couple of courts have sided with the city. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. The district court in Philadelphia sided with the city, and then the Third Circuit Court of Appeals did as well. But it's interesting to note that in an earlier part of the case, three Supreme Court justices thought that Catholic Social Services and these foster moms ought to get an emergency order for relief. So we've had good indications from the Supreme Court that they may well go the other way.
Which I hope they do, by the way, because, again, Catholic Services is not looking to stop anyone from achieving their dreams of becoming a parent. They're not looking to stop children from being placed into homes. They just simply have their beliefs, and they want to help children find homes. And I don't know why there's a conflict there. I don't understand why the city is saying to them, give up your beliefs. You have to follow our beliefs. It's the kids who suffer. And Catholic Services is not hurting any single person here whatsoever by just holding on to their sincerely held beliefs. I don't know where the victim is by allowing them to continue to participate in placing kids in foster care.
I think that's really well said. In fact, when we started this case, we asked in court if anybody was aware of a same-sex couple having even approached Catholic Social Services asking to become foster parents, and there's no indication that that had ever happened. And so this really was an unnecessary dispute, an unnecessary action by Philadelphia. And what's most troubling is there are empty beds today. There are homes of families who work with Catholic Social Services who want to welcome more children into their homes and are unable to do that because the city will not lift this ban and allow Catholic Social Services and their foster families to continue serving children.
The other ramification of this too, Lori, is that, and I know this from my wife and I adopting two children, it's very difficult for parents who are trying to adopt. There's so many hurdles, and when agencies like Catholic Services decide to get out of the adoption business, you know, they just say it's too much. We have to comply with the state and all of their nonsense and abandon our own beliefs and that sort of thing. It's harder on parents who are trying to find children, first of all. It's harder for children. It's harder just for everybody. We should be encouraging more entities to be involved in the adoption and foster care placement. You know, one of the agencies we adopted from in South Jersey, they place children with same-sex couples. There's no conflict there. They didn't refuse to serve us. They didn't refuse to serve them. So in other words, there's plenty of alternatives for families if CSS is not going to be able to help their needs. And I'm sure they're happy to give them the list of, you said, the 28 other agencies that will happily help.
Yes, that's exactly right. They are not standing in anybody's way. And what's especially troubling is that this is a Philadelphia problem, but this is not limited to Philadelphia. We have seen cases nationwide, including in Washington, D.C., where I'm based, where Catholic Social Services and other religious providers have had to close their doors because cities have decided to crack down. And so that's why it's so important that the Supreme Court is taking on this case, because it's important to halt this pattern and to ensure, especially as the numbers of children in foster care continue to grow, to ensure that we have all hands on deck.
I'm very happy to have Lori Windham on the show. She's a senior counsel at Beckett. Beckett fights for religious liberty for all people. And this case, which will be heard before the United States Supreme Court this fall regarding Philadelphia Catholic Services and the city of Philadelphia saying you must place children with same-sex couples or otherwise you can't place children anywhere. And that is just an absolute, I think, absurd burden for them to reach. Because really what it says is you Catholic Services, you cannot hold your beliefs. And I think anytime government forces someone to give up their beliefs and the person is not hurting anybody, the person's not doing anything that causes anyone to be a victim in anything, that's very dangerous. We should never let the government force us to abandon our beliefs. Whether somebody agrees with those beliefs or not is immaterial. It's what could happen if everybody turns around and says, okay, fine, we'll make our beliefs government's beliefs. That's incredibly, incredibly troubling.
Absolutely. It's a really disturbing rule that Philadelphia is trying to create here, and it fails to understand the diversity of this city and the agencies who are out there and the religious charities who are out there trying to make the city better and trying to serve by living out their faith.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in this. Obviously, the court will hear this fall, and this has worked for children in Philadelphia for over a century, and I'm very happy that Beckett once again is stepping up to defend religious liberty and freedom. And Lori, thank you, and best of luck before the United States Supreme Court. This is going to be obviously a very, very closely watched case.
Thank you, Rich. We're really excited. We're expecting it to be heard in the fall.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.